Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mummer of Many, day one of 2020 Thrive. I'm excited to join with you on what I believe is going to be God's heavenly surprise, because I do not quite know where this is going to go over the next 25 days. But this one thing I do know: to obey what the Lord has to say. And I sense the Lord put very clearly and strongly into my heart at the beginning of this year, when I was laying everything on the line, laying my life afresh on the altar. What is an altar? It's a place of sacrifice and surrender. And I was surrendering my life, my family, my marriage, our children, my dreams, all my opinions, all of the call of God for my life, his purposes, relationally, financially. I was just laying it all before the Lord, and that included Mama of Many, this broadcast. And I sensed the Lord speak to me that as I was asking God and saying, Lord, if your time with me releasing these messages through Mama of Many is done, then I am letting go in order to take hold of all that you would have me to do. Remember, we don't want to be living for the temporal realm. We want to be living for that which is eternal continually. And I wanted to ensure that this was what the Lord wanted me to still be pouring out. And for a day or two, I was waiting for his voice back. And then it came as clear as I've heard and known his voice. As I was praying one day, I sensed the Lord say that I was to release 20 to 25 minute messages in 2025. Now, I realized within that was going to be a bit of a challenge for Amplified Me, hey? Often with Mama of Many, it's been very spontaneous. I go with what the Lord has been saying, what I'm journaling. I'm not taking all of that preparation time. I would do when I've been speaking in the past at a conference or speaking in preaching in church or in any other arena. But with Mama of Many, you just journeyed with me on my journaling time. And with that, and with me releasing, sometimes just going live and not knowing what was going to come, open your mouth wide, says the Lord, I will fill it. Literally, I experienced the Lord do that many's a time. Then I sensed the Lord say to me that as many are starting this year with a fast, and there may be fasting food, or it could be social media, different ways of fasting in order to just empty our lives of self and to be filled with more of God. And my prayer isn't just for more of him, but all of him, all that it's possible to receive of his presence this side of heaven and his word. Then I sense that the Lord would say that he just wants to strengthen us in the way that he would have us to go this year. And I was to then be bringing the word of the Lord, 25, if you like, heavenly surprises, because I don't know what's in store in 2025. So here goes. Now, for me to release a word so succinctly, it's going to take a bit more preparation than maybe I've been bringing in the past to Mama of Many. It's going to take discipline. It's going to take, I realized as I put down here, focus, laser light of God's word penetrating through me, sharp, fast, and bright. I sense like an arrow the Lord wants to release his word. And we're all part of, we're training together to be all that God would have us to be, to fulfill his purposes on the earth, aren't we, this side of heaven. And I sense that God would just have me to obey, lean into what heaven has to say. And whatever God says to you, I want to release the word of the Lord to you today, no matter how ridiculous it looks, no matter if you think, how am I going to do that? As I thought initially, what? How will I bring 25 messages throughout the next 25 days? But the Lord showed me that for 2025, in order to thrive, it's not going to be by our ability. It's not going to be by our dependency on our own humanity, but it is going to be in humility. It takes a humbling of ourselves to completely and fully trust in God and to then obediently follow through on everything he would have us to do. That's where we will be strengthened. That's where we are going to live in the miraculous zone. And that is where we're going to see God's amazing works and wonders released from his throne to his own and then through his own. God wants to release his blessings to us, but he doesn't want us to hold them in and hold them tight. He wants us to hold our hands out. And as he releases his blessings, his goodness, his favor, let us be vessels that the Lord, we receive, we hold our hands out. I want you to do it as a prophetic act of faith right now, wherever you are. If you're driving, I'll let you off. But hold your hands out as a prophetic act of faith, ready to receive as you thrive in 2025, all of the Lord's provision, power, protection, purposes, released through to you and then through you at this time, that you will be blessed, just like Abraham, to be a blessing all around you. So what the Lord, I sense, would have me to go live with today, I'm going to be very vulnerable and transparent in these messages. This is a year where God's light is shining bright, and we know that the Lord's word is a lamp unto our feet. It's a light to our path. We need God's word to light up the very dark world that we're living in. Wherever we go, we are going to shine bright. Whenever you walk into a room, I want you to know you turn on the light, because you are the light. Jesus is in you and he is the light of the world. If you know him as your Lord and Savior, the light shines brightest in the darkness. The darkness will never be able to put out the light. And as I went into this new year, being very honest with you, I shared this with a friend just earlier today. We were snuggled up on the sofa having a heart to heart. And I was saying that as I went into 2025, I felt the vulnerabilities that were surrounding it, the impossibilities of some of what was before me and some of what I was believing for. Thank God we know the one who makes the impossible possible for us and makes the impossible possible for us. I don't say that lightly. I say that because I sense that was something the Lord woke me through the night and spoke very clearly to me. I will make the impossible possible for you. I will make what has been impossible possible for you. Can you just see before you in your mind's eye like a roadway that has been blocked? You can't pass. You may have a massive long way around to get to where you need to go. But God says, by his power, by the word of the Lord, he's going to make that way which seems impassable, every blockage removed. Burst the dam. It is double portion time. I wrote the book prophetically and I'm releasing that and I'm believing to see that. Every blockage removed. God will make the impossible possible. He will make the impassable possible for you and for all that you are believing God to do. And I was saying to this friend that as I looked out into the new year, I could only see like these huge mountains before me that looked unsurmountable. And my hubby actually came in with a cup of tea one morning and I was literally crying on the bed, but I was crying out to the Lord. He was concerned, but as I shared with him and the Lord poured in his word to me, and I'm about to pour out this word, I can only sustain others out of that which God sustained me. As I looked out to this year and I saw what looked like unsurmountable mountains, the Lord spoke to me from, it's a signature verse for my life, and you can find it in Daniel 11 verse 32. I've loved this verse. I remember preaching on it from a teenager. They that know their God shall be strong and do great things. But you know, in that moment, I wasn't feeling strong. Thank God we are not people who are dependent upon our feelings, but we are people who will thrive by our faith in 2025. I wasn't feeling it. It's not about what you're feeling. They are slippery suckers that will suck the life and strength of God out of you if you let them. So don't let them. We're people of faith, not feelings. We'll be defined this year by our faith, not by our feelings. And that verse, though, as I have proclaimed from a teenager, and I've seen God do miraculous in my life. His call has been immense, calling me to Israel. The miraculous journey, all that I experienced there for 2 years, my amazing marriage, our 5 children, the incredible blessing of our home, him releasing a property business by his word. Everything is established by the word of the Lord, a miraculous property business, as I just followed and obeyed the word of the Lord. So much God has done. He's taken his word through me to Africa and to other nations. I'm believing the greatest kingdom impact and influence for our King is ahead of you and is ahead of me. And I believe the Lord is sharpening us and he is saying, get ready. So we are going to, starting with the end in mind, this is a time of strengthening. Over these next 25 days, I believe God is going to pour in fresh strength to those who have been so tired, who have been so weary, so worn, those who have been worriers. God says, I am taking the worriers and I am turning you into mighty warriors. I am taking the world weary and I am turning you into my thriving bride, the bride of Christ that will arise and that will shine bright in the night at this time. So as I read that verse, I saw it then as I looked at different translations and I studied and looked up the meaning of it in the Hebrew. I saw something that totally lifted the load off me and the pressure off me and put the pressure where it needs to be, the only one who can carry it for the year ahead, which is on our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. He has carried every weight, every burden for us. He says, come to me, all who are weak and weary, heavy burdened, and I will give you rest. So he wants you working from a position of rest this year, not stress. And what the Lord showed me is they that know their God, to know him intimately, progressively, personally. Their God, he's your God. Do you know him? Do you, to know him is to love him. Do you love him? And it says here, they shall be strengthened. That is the meaning of to be strong. Do you know when I put the pressure on me to be strong, when I was in tears, a heap, weak in my bed that morning, I couldn't carry the year that was ahead. But as I saw that the meaning in Hebrew of to be strong is also to be strengthened, it took the pressure off me being strong, trying to do it in my own strength, in the arm of flesh, which will always fail and which is so frail. But when I could put my focus on the one who truly is strong, I knew then I had everything by faith to overcome. I would not be overwhelmed with what I had to face this year, but I would face it with faith. And instead of being overwhelmed, I would overcome. And it's the same for you too. So the Lord would say to you today to be strengthened. And then in another translation, it says, they that know their God shall be strengthened and take action. Do you know, for all the great things and the great accomplishments and the amazing works and wonders the Lord has produced through possibly your life to date and through my life to date, it's nothing to be compared with what is to come. But we can put a pressure on us like it's about us to do the great things. No, our part is to obey, obey, obey all the way, to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, to not lean on our own personalities, on our own strength, on our own understanding, but in all our ways to look to him. Then he is going to establish our paths, make them firm. He is going to be a safe foundation for us to walk into this year upon Christ, the solid rock. We will stand. And unless we stand in our faith, the scriptures show us, we will not be able to stand. So don't be trying to do it or to be strong or to produce great works through your own strength. because we will fail. But the key is here, take action. We obey all the way, and then the Holy Spirit through us will take our obedient actions and turn them. The outcome, the byproduct will be great works released through us on the earth. Isn't that beautiful? So number one today, the Lord wants us to know him. That is the first key, that we must know him. And if you don't know him, then you can pray and ask Jesus to come into your heart and life, to be Lord of your life. The only thing that separates us from God is our sin. And Jesus paid the price for our sin. He knew that we couldn't free ourselves from that. And so he went to the cross. He died for us. He rose again. He took all of our sin upon himself. He won the victory over sin, sickness, and death so that we could come to him by faith and receive forgiveness. All we need to do is ask him to forgive us for our sins, to come in and be Lord of our lives. And then from that moment on, you will be a child of God and you are set on the path to thrive and to overcome in 2025. And to know him intimately, personally, and to trust him completely. Knowing someone brings trust. You can trust in God with your life. He wants you to know it. The more you know him, the more you will trust him. He's never failed me yet. I gave my life to him when I was 11 years old, and I have seen God make the impossible possible many times for me. I've seen him release the miraculous through me, and there is nothing that God will not do for those who believe. Secondly, take the pressure off. God says, they that know him shall be strengthened. It's not about me or you being strong. I felt so weak. It's about the Lord strengthening me and you. And as we believe, we receive, and we will then achieve great things through his strength and his strengthening of us. What do you need strengthening in? Is it relationally? Give that relationship burden to the Lord today. Is it financially? Give that worry to the Lord today. Is it in your family? Is it in your home? Is it in your health? Give it to the Lord. The Lord will be faithful and true, and he is the God who will break through for you. Physically, emotionally, financially, relationally, the Lord, he will bring you through to your miraculous outcome and breakthrough. Don't rely on your own strength. We're not created. God never intended us to be independent of him, but always to be dependent on him. And it was sin that separated us from him. But because of Jesus, we can now live in our weakness. We can know his strength. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness. 2 Corinthians 12 verse 9 shows us he created us not to be independent, but to be dependent upon him. My God shall supply all of your needs and all of my needs according to what? What's in your bank? No, that's not going to cut it, maybe. What's your ability to work? Is it all about you? No, according to his riches in glory, by Christ Jesus. We get to access all that is of God's kingdom through our faith. The currency of this world is money. The currency of God's kingdom is faith. And we, when we know Jesus, we're no longer of this world, but the Bible says we are of the kingdom of God. And he has made all things, joy, peace, abundance, supply that will never run dry, available to his own. It'll be released to us from his throne this year. So Philippians 4:19, God will supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Are you focusing on your needs, or are you focusing on your supply? Oh, lift your head high this year and keep your eyes by faith continually looking to Jesus, to our King and his kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all that you have need of will be added. It'll just be the byproduct. It'll be added to you, and then it can be released through you. So there it is again. You can be blessed to be a blessing. It's not about you. It's about God by the power of the Holy Spirit through Jesus working through you. Lean. Faith is the leaning of our entire human personality on him in absolute trust and confidence in his power, his wisdom, and his goodness. It's not about us. Thirdly, take action. It's so key that we don't put the pressure on us to do the great things. As we follow his lead, as we are called to be followers of Jesus, then we're going to see the Lord, the byproduct, the great miraculous works and wonders being released to us, in us, and through us this year. God Almighty, he will complete the good work he has begun in you. Steps of faith. You just need to take, if you see a staircase before you, you can't ascend the whole staircase in one leap, but you can make it to the end goal. You can make it to the top one step. Just take that first step of faith at a time, whatever that step is for you today. Take action, and then by you taking action, they that know their God shall be strengthened by him, all in him and through him, and take action, and he'll produce his mighty works through us. And fourthly today, I sense the Lord saying, just go again. Do you know, we can be busy. I can look on all of the amazing, the great works God has done before, but God is about to go again. He's about to do it again in and through you this year. Stop focusing on the great things of the past. It's time to take action. I sense the Spirit of the Lord say to me, to go again. Greater things, greater works are still to come. Greater fruitfulness and greater miraculous wonders of God are still to come and to be shown upon you in the days ahead. So what action does God want you to take? I know the Lord showed me a particular, I've actually got a little chart I've put in my journal of actions that I need to take for my husband. As I'm praying to be the wife God would have me to be, I want to be the best mother that God sees that I can be. That is possible this side of heaven. I want to be the best in my business field that God would have me to be. So I've got actions that I'm taking. They that know their God shall be strong and take actions. With Mama of Many, well, I've just shown you the action when I laid that down before the Lord. God showed me to go live with 20 to 25 minutes, no more than that. Maybe it'll only be 5 minutes someday, maybe 10 minutes, but whatever, they will all come within 20 to 25 minutes, which means for me, I have to be sharpening, preparing, focusing, and letting, like I said, God's laser, the light of God's word, shine fast and bright through me. That precision is key. What is God telling you to do this year? Whatever it is, then will you just do it and leave the rest to him? So we're going to pray. They that know their God, let's pray this year we're going to grow in knowing him, because that is the ultimate key, that as we know him personally, intimately, not just theoretically, he wants you to know him just like a husband knows a wife knows a husband, to come into that secret place of knowing and that intimacy with God. What an invitation. He has given you an invitation to ascend with him, to soar above it all with him this year. And as we then do that, God would say today that he's going to take the stress, and he is about to bless all of the rest and strengthen that which remains. You will be strong. So let's pray. Father, we come to you right now. We thank you for this new year. We thank you for 2020 Thrive. We thank you that we will be fully alive in 2025, and that is all in and through you. So Jesus, may we know you more. We ask now, Lord, that you will strengthen us so that then we will be truly strong and that we will take action. We will obey you all the way, because then we're going to see the God miraculous outcomes through our lives, and we'll see your great and mighty works miraculous upon, in, and through our lives and our families. In Jesus' name. See you tomorrow. God. God bless you.